91X News.
It's 1 degree in a good old Canadian snowy spring at 3 o'clock from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Joseph Quigley. The tragic crash of a Germanwings flight in the French Alps has caused other airlines to act. Air Canada says it will be making policy to ensure all flights have two pilots in the cockpit at all times. This comes as authorities say the crash was a deliberate action, as evidence has emerged from the cockpit voice recorder. Scott Goldenberg has more.
For the first 20 minutes of the flight, the pilot and co-pilot were talking normally, said prosecutor Brice Robin, and then...
You hear the commander asking the co-pilot to take over.
That's when he said the 28-year-old co-pilot activated a button that started the plane's descent.
Which can be analyzed as a willingness to destroy the aircraft.
He said the captain came back, started knocking, then banging violently, and the co-pilot said nothing.
Human breathing noise can be heard until the final impact.
The last sound recorded was of passengers screaming. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Belleville's downtown rebuilding efforts just got a little brighter. That's because of upcoming improvements to streetlights over the next few months. These will include things like adding LED lights. Alicia Purchase is the coordinator of the Build Belleville and Build Downtown projects. She says the new lights will illuminate the downtown.
And when we look at the design, the new streetlights will really emphasize and enhance the overall architectural design that's been done for the whole downtown and city revitalization project.
The lights should be completed over the course of the next 3 years. The Harper government's motion to expand its mission in the Middle East is under debate in the House of Commons today. Foreign Affairs Minister Rob Nicholson led things off by saying our reaction to the threat of terrorism is the greatest test for this generation. The NDP is proposing amendments to end Canada's military role in the battle against the Islamic State as soon as possible. They say focus should be shifted to other efforts in the region, such as diplomacy. The current motion would extend the mission for another year and expand it to include airstrikes in Syria. If you're frustrated with the contracts of cable and satellite companies, you may be happy to hear they could be changing. The Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission has put forward a proposal. If enacted, it would require cable and satellite companies to make consumer contracts easier to understand. It would also require that they more clearly spell out fees and policies surrounding early contract cancellations and adding or removing individual channels. The proposal follows other recent CRTC directives, such as the requirement to have the cable and satellite companies offer individual channel selection. That's QNET News on NRX 301. In sports, the Belleville Bulls begin their final playoff run tonight in Barrie as they take on the Colts. The Bulls will have their work cut out for them against a team that won almost twice as many games as they did during the regular season. Bulls assistant coach Jason Saprica says consistency is something the team needs to improve if they want to be successful in the playoffs.
I think just moving into the playoffs, you need to be consistent for 60 minutes. There's some areas in each of the zones we need to tighten up and do things better in. But most of all, I think staying disciplined and really trying to compete for 60 minutes is something we want to instill in our players.
The Bulls have two guaranteed home games left at the Yardman Arena next Wednesday and Thursday. But both the team and the fans hope those won't be their last. Canadians are golden at the World Figure Skating Championships. Pair skaters Megan Duhamel and Eric Radford won gold today after coming out on top in the free skate. It's the first time Canada has won this event since 2001. The pairs had a perfect season, winning gold in every event they've competed in this year. 11 games are lined up in the NHL action tonight. The Ottawa Senators look to keep hold of a playoff spot when they face the New York Rangers. The Sens are in that spot after winning 9 of its last 10 games, thanks largely to the efforts of their goalie, Andrew Hamburglar Hammond. The Bruins, who are only 1 point back of Ottawa, will host the Anaheim Ducks. Elsewhere, the lowly Maple Leafs will be at home against Florida, the Winnipeg Jets welcome Montreal, and the Canucks are taking on the Colorado Avalanche in Vancouver. That's sports. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, today, the last thing many want, more snow. 2 to 4 centimeters of it mixed with rain until early this evening, high of +4. Tonight, cloudy with a 40% chance of more flurries later on, low of -3. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud with a chance of flurries in the morning, clearing in the evening, high of +1. At 3:03, it's 1 degree. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Joseph Quigley. News on 91X next at 4 o'clock.